KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 25 with a wind chill of 18. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Monday, January 15th. News brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning and the First National Bank and Trust. Becoming cloudy, windy, and very cold today. High only in the mid-30s. And we'll have winds gusting out of the north to about 35 miles per hour. A proposal to discontinue paying Chickasha School Superintendent Dave Cash to be reviewed by the Board of Education. The story part of today's Cool News.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
There's another special meeting of the Chickasha Board of Education tomorrow on the agenda. A proposal to stop paying Superintendent Emeritus Dave Cash a monthly $2,500 payment for his services. Cash will remain as Superintendent Emeritus without pay if the item's approved. Cash was allowed to take an extended leave of absence to work with another company to recruit other schools to implement the controversial personalized learning curriculum he brought to Chickasha schools. His pay had been reduced from his normal salary to the $2,500 a month. That payment could come to an end at the end of this month if it's approved. The school board also expected to name a long-term interim superintendent to fill in for the rest of the school year for Cash. The board interviewed three candidates last month. Cash is still going to be allowed to return full-time July 1st. Now, Cindy Schmidt has been the interim superintendent for the last couple of months. The meeting at 5:30 tomorrow night at the school administration building. It will include another closed-door session. A Duncan girl has died after being attacked by a family dog, KSWO-TV reporting. Duncan police were called to a home about 3 o'clock yesterday. The child taken to a hospital where the child died. It wasn't known how old the child was. When police arrived, the medium-sized mixed-breed dog ran away, but officers tracked it down. Reports indicate the dog started toward one of the officers who shot the animal. It wasn't clear if the animal also died, but it has been taken to a veterinarian to determine its breed. More Cool News coming right up.
At First National Bank and Trust Company, we have a 125-year legacy of protecting our customers.
Wait a minute, Randy. It's 2018.
Whatever you used 100 years ago won't work against thieves today.
Thanks, John, but I wasn't here 100 years ago.
Ha! That's not what your kids say. Seriously, smart thieves use the internet and new technologies to steal money. And worse, to steal people's identities. What can First National Bank do about that?
Okay, John, seriously. FNBT is proud to announce the new 360 account with Ultimate ID, one of a dozen great features in our new premium consumer checking account. Open an FNBT 360 account and your enrollment in Ultimate ID is included at no extra charge. Get 3 bureau monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. All this, no extra charge.
Hey, that's pretty cool for an old guy.
First National Bank, member FDIC.
Over the next several weeks, a number of Chickasha High School students will be spending several hours after school building a robot for some upcoming competitions. The team once again building a bot for the FIRST Robotics Competition. It's an international event. FIRST, an acronym meaning For the Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. Teams just learned of their assignment last week, and they now have 6 weeks in which to put their project together. The team has other responsibilities, too. Lexi Hendricks is in her third year with the program.
I like the opportunities that it gives students just to have an outlet to learn about more about engineering and business and just communication throughout all the teams that we meet, and through our sponsorships we get to talk to businesses, and it's just a good outlet for a student.
The team only works on the project after school and weekends, building and programming the robot. We've been talking about the risk for wildfires for the last several days now. There was one near Marlow yesterday that had fire crews busy. Rush Springs, Marlow, Duncan, as well as Bray and Central High firefighters responding to the blaze. Officials said the fire had the potential to threaten some structures, but there were no immediate reports of damage. Another donation to the Chickasha Police Department to tell you about, this one to help out the animal shelter. The state branch of the Humane Society of the United States sent items that included a cat den, a couple of traps, some protective bike gloves, and about 25 leashes. Lieutenant Trey Alexander, who's the Animal Control Division commander, said he was getting ready to buy some bike gloves. Now he doesn't have to. The delivery came with a note that thanked the department for its work with animals. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange, $64.30 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $69.87. Natural gas, up to $3.20 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,342. And silver, $17.36. Obituaries today include 94-year-old Junior Brandon Jr. of the Alec area. Funeral will be at 1 o'clock this afternoon at Sevier Funeral Home of Chickasha. Funeral for 72-year-old Joanne Bourne of Chickasha will be at 2 o'clock tomorrow at Bible Baptist Church, arrangements with Ferguson Funeral Home. And funeral for 29-year-old Jamie Mae Martin of Oklahoma City will be at 1 o'clock tomorrow at Gracemont First Baptist Church, arrangements are with McRae Funeral Home. Our weather forecast calling for cloudy, windy, and cold today, high only in the mid-30s, and we'll have northerly winds gusting to about 35. Right now, fair and 26 with a wind chill of 20. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
So you need to go to the dentist, but it's been such a long time that you are not sure where to go. Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Metry. As a practicing general dentist for over 30 years, I have tried to give patients a good understanding of the potential issues they may have to deal with their mouths. I perform a wide variety of procedures trying to minimize referrals to specialists where possible. We also see children of all ages. Call our office at 224-7036 to get started on your new smile. That's Dr. Mark Metry at 224-7036.
In sports, the 100th Grady County High School basketball tournament begins today. All 22 games this year to be played at Dibble. Two girls' games and two boys' games get things started this afternoon. Starting at 4 o'clock, Ninnacaw and Ampo girls are first up. The other girls' game, Minko versus Dibble, that's set for about 6:40. The first boys' game of the day will be Minko versus Ninnacaw at 5:20. And then the Alec and Dibble boys hit the floor about 8 o'clock tonight. We'll broadcast all the county tournament games either here on Cool 105.5 and or our website, cool1055fm.com. The Ampo-Ninnacaw girls' game at 4 will only be on our website. The Caddo County Tournament also starts today. 8 games on the schedule. The Caddo County Tournament being played at Anadarko. First game today at 11 o'clock this morning, Cement and Hinton Girls. Other girls' games, Gracemont and Binger Oney at 1:30, Carnegie and Lokiba Sickles at 4, and Apache and Mountain View Goaty Bow at 6:30. Other boys' games today, Cement versus Hinton at 12:15, Binger Oney and Lokiba Sickles at 2:45, Apache and Carnegie at 5:15, and Gracemont and Mountain View Goaty Bow at 7:45. USAO basketball team scored road wins in Oklahoma's Panhandle Saturday. The Drovers picking up Sooner Athletic Conference wins over Panhandle State University in Goodwell. The women have now won 8 straight with their 66-46 win. Darian Hill led the way with 17 points. Dee Dee Eli had 14. The women are now 14-2 overall, 7-1 in the conference, and in second place behind OCU, which is unbeaten at 8-0. The Drover men struggled early but had a big second half to win 86-75. Julius Foster and Brandon Scott both had 21 points. The Drover men improved to 13-3 overall, 4-3 in the league. They are in fourth place, but just one game out of first. Both USAO teams have home games tonight against Mid-America Christian. It's a top 20 matchup for the men, as Mid-America is ranked number 12, USAO number 20. Now, neither women's team is ranked, but look for USAO to crack the top 25 when the new NAIA poll comes out this afternoon. The NFL playoffs are now down to the final four. The NFC Championship will feature the Minnesota Vikings and the Philadelphia Eagles. The Vikings scored on the last play of the game against New Orleans last night to beat the Saints 29-24. The AFC Championship game will be Jacksonville versus New England. Jacksonville down Pittsburgh 45-42 in their divisional playoff game yesterday. Oklahoma City Thunder back in action tonight. They are entertaining Sacramento at the Peak. Tip-off time at 7 o'clock. Our cool news, weather, and sports today, all brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust. and E&E Construction, as well as DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.